This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts. Ice Barrel, a cold therapy training tool that offers an easy way to bring ice baths to your routine. Save $125 off with code MMA Nuts. Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Drift Air Freshener, the freshest air freshener with no harmful chemicals. Save 15% off with code INGO15. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 621.
621!
My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. I'm a fan for my fans. Walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What are you drinking over there? Some Zevia?
Some ginger root beer. Should probably cover that up since we're not being sponsored by Zevia, but whatever.
Yeah,
I don't have the new cans that you were talking about. These are still the same old cans, so I don't.
You have to take some pictures, send them over. They look weird because I'm so used to just the cut, looking for the color, and I know the flavor. And now it's going to be like a whole fucking ordeal when I put the new ones in the fridge. Like, what is this? And they can simple. I like it looking like a goddamn rainbow when I open my fridge.
Color coded. Yeah. I know what I'm grabbing. Exactly. Yep.
It's all lined up. I've got like the whole top row of my fridge in the basement is just every fucking Zevia. I don't know how many cases fit in there, but now they're fucking up my system. Can't have it. Can't have it.
You're drinking a lot of Zevias every day, huh?
Probably. Probably at least three.
Uh-huh.
If not more. Depends. At the end of the night, there might be another four. So it could be anywhere from 2 to 6. How's that?
All right.
Sure, it's totally healthy.
I don't know. I have like one every couple of days, but they are delicious, especially over ice.
Mm-hmm. Mm,
big fan.
I should make a goddamn, I didn't think about root beer. I should make a fucking root beer float. I had one of those in about a million years.
There you go. I'm sure that would taste delicious.
That's right. Speaking of which, where do you want to start? You want to talk about the big card this upcoming weekend?
Oh, you're just going to go blow right past what just happened?
Well, you can talk about what happened. We can start there.
Well, okay. So the UFC had a card, which was over the UK. Tom Aspinall making his return, finishes the Polish Marcin Tybura in quick fashion. It's like a less than a minute and a half. Right. But I don't think that was really the story of the card. I from what I was reading, apparently this is one of the worst events that the UFC has thrown in quite some time. They failed to sell out the London O2 Arena.
Pretty big though, isn't it?
I mean, it's pretty big, but still, like, you know, I think fans were underwhelmed. There was some complaining about the fighter quality. I know it was just a fight night, but, you know, just basically people saying like, this is like a shit card you brought to England. So that's why it didn't sell out and the fans were pissed and they were like, kept lowering the prices of tickets, you know, leading up to it. So kind of crazy when you think about it, because England loves their fighting and it's just weird that they're kind of like, nah.
Well, I mean, it was a shit card. They're not wrong. I'm like, that's why they typically jam these cards all in the Apex, the UFC Apex in Nevada. So, yeah, I don't know why they didn't bring them a stacked card. And typically when you're going to go to those, it's usually like a numbered event. And then you're going to have like quality fighters and quality fights.
Mm-hmm.
Not this time.
Not this time. That's right. So no chance. So yeah, we can move on to this week's card. UFC 291.
So we're finally getting some fucking action, man. So we'll look at the big picture and then come back and
go
a little with it. So we have the, what is it, the BMF title on the line. I think Jorge Masvidal is going to present to the winner of Poirier versus Gaethje 2 as
like
the main event. And then I'm still not clear on this Błachowicz versus Pereira fight as the light heavyweight bout, because there were rumors that they were going to make this the title fight, since, who was it, Jamal Hill gave up the fucking belt.
The ghost. Sorry.
Giving up his belt because he blew out his knee in like some UFC basketball game that I think DC put together or some bullshit. So I don't understand that, but I feel like this should be a title fight now because there's a vacant title, but I don't know if they are doing that or not. You got Stephen Thompson versus Michelle Pereira, Tony Ferguson, rumored to be his last fight, versus Bobby Green, Michael Chiesa versus Kevin Holland. And then you got some other guys. Why the fuck is Derek Lewis on the goddamn undercard? That is blasphemy.
That's a good question. I'm thinking it's because his record is not so great. He's like 0-3 in his last three.
But I thought he like got his back fixed and his balls aren't hot anymore.
I mean, he's 1-5 in his last five. So it makes sense. He's been all messed up. So maybe this is his, you know, swan song or something.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure.
I don't know. But.
So let's see what else as we scroll through. I mean, it's a fucking solid card.
It's pretty good. I'm not going to lie. It is a pretty solid card. Where do you want to start when we
main event? Poirier, Gaethje.
I know I'll let you go first because
I'm just going to say Gaethje's my favorite fighter. I'm not going to fucking pick against him. I don't give a shit what my reasoning is. He's the most exciting fighter in UFC right now.
Yeah.
Justin Gaethje by leg kick, round two.
I mean, I can see why you would say that because I rewatched this fight a couple days ago, actually, because I'm excited about this one. Right. And I forgot the amount of damage that Gaethje delivered on Poirier's freaking both of his legs. Like in those first,
he could barely walk out of the octagon.
He was messed up pretty good. But the other part of this that I noticed is that Gaethje stopped a lot of Poirier's fists with his face. And that kind of that
is kind of a problem.
Well, I don't know if that approach is necessarily the healthiest for you. I feel like their last fight reminds me a lot of, like, you know, previous fighters who got into wars like this when you run into someone that's just like a brick wall like you are. And they took years off each other's lives, perhaps, in this. But I just don't really see what's changed. And I can't pick against Poirier. I think, as a matter of fact, this might end sooner than it ended last time, just because I think Poirier is still very crafty. I love both guys. I don't fault you for picking Gaethje. I think, but the same game plan can't work twice. I mean, come on.
Well, the big difference is 5 years. I think that was the last time they fought. So question is, like, who's maintaining over that? And you're probably right. I mean, it's probably Poirier is probably the fresher fighter of the two because he will employ a lot more defense and probably a little more successful, but got to go based on excitement and just figuring, like, because I also feel like that first fight, didn't Gaethje get away from the leg kicks as he got into round three and definitely, well, he got finished in round four by TKO.
Yeah, but he did. I think he got tired a little bit, like from taking all that punishment, you know, and that wore him down. That's the part where go ahead.
What? Here's the other thing I just remembered. You got to double up on Poirier because he goes into the slipping routine of where he's expecting you to throw left, right, left, right, left, right. The same as Anderson Silva. Because remember when Chris Weidman caught Silva, he had mixed up like a funky shot. Like I think he threw a right and then brought it with a backhand or did something where it was two on the same side. That's what you got to do to Poirier. You got to double and triple up on the same side. Because I remember seeing that. I'm like, oh yeah, fucking. He falls into that routine of like slipping and dodging, expecting left, right, double, triple up. Gaethje double, triple up. I wouldn't even be mad if you just leg kicked him for a whole round. Because he's finished people by leg kick. So why can't we get some more leg kick finish? So
I like it.
Anyway, Dustin Poirier. All day, all night, all day.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, do you want to move to the next one?
Sure. Just
real quick, the Błachowicz-Paheja.
Yeah, you know, Paheja, I think this
moving
is
up in weight.
Light heavyweight fight, first time. I think that's going to help him as far as having a better potential cardio and just more energy.
And probably a better chin, too, because he's not fucking killing himself to make the weight and dehydrate out.
And everybody knows Błachowicz has good wrestling and is tough shit, but he's getting up there in age. You know, was he close to 40? You know, I got to go with Pereira on this one. I just think he has more going for him into this, primarily because of the move up in weight class. You know, I think he's going to have more energy and just, like you said, better chin. And I think it's going to be a close round, close fight, but I'm picking Pereira by KO, like in round maybe three, early third round, something like that.
Yeah. I mean, I like that. The thing that worries me is just, I think Alex's ground game is dog shit, at least from what we've seen so far.
Yeah.
And if Jan wants to make it an easy night, just take him down.
Wrestle fuck him.
Yeah. Which I don't want to see. I'd rather these guys just bang it out. Mm-hmm. Because Jan didn't do that against Adesanya. Like, they banged it out and he beat Adesanya. Yeah. But again, that's 185 or moving up to 205. So it's a big difference. This is the same scenario, but Pereira is a fucking way bigger 185 moving up to 205. So,
yep.
I think it's a Jan grapple fuck win, unfortunately. I don't want to see that. I want to see him just bang it out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about the rest. Thompson and Michelle, probably Thompson.
Yeah.
He seems to be the favorite.
That's a toss up for me. You know, I think it could go either. I think this one goes to decision. You know, it's not a, I don't know. Like, I can't see either guy finishing the other guy.
And then just real quick, Ferguson, he probably should have retired already. Like, I don't like this fight.
I think he's going to get KO'd. I'm thinking
brutally.
Yeah. I think it's no good. I kind of wish he wouldn't, you know, take this fight, but he's going to. So I liked him, especially when he was younger. It's just like he's in the twilight of his career. I just don't know. You know, I think whatever happens is going to happen dramatically, and it's probably not going to be good for his health. So,
or his knees. Didn't he have like shot knee? I'm trying to pull him up here because I know he's lost at least three in a row. I'm having a hard time pulling it's like, up.
Five in a row he's lost.
Oh my god. How is he still on the roster? That's the question.
Well, because look at this. Gaethje, yeah. Oliveira, Dariush, Chandler, and Nate Diaz. Those are the five guys. I mean, come on.
It's murderer's row.
So it's I understand why he's still fighting, because even after that, but you know, it's like, dude, the fucked up part is prior to that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. He won 12 fights in a row. And really, yeah, when you look back, it's like 17-1, like prior to that. So what he ran into Donald Cerrone back in 2019, and then that was his last win. And then Gaethje, I think, just
And then he was supposed to fight Nurmagomedov, but then like, I think, I don't know how many times that fight got made and canceled. It was 5 or 6. And then the one time, I think it was fight week, where he blew out his knee. Yep. Like, he tripped on a fucking camera cord or something. Like, but I'm sure Ferguson will be in BKFC if he retires.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Get him on the good stuff.
Yeah. I mean, he's only got 2 KO losses, which seems odd. It feels like he's had more, 2 mm-hmm. submission losses and 4 decision losses. I don't know. I just feel like the last couple of fights, though, was it the Gaethje fight where he basically jab KO'd him because he had just absorbed so much punishment during that fight?
Yep. I think that just took years and years off his life.
Yeah. So. Well, it's like anybody that fights Gaethje, good luck. You're not coming out unscathed. Even when you win, you lose.
Yep. So,
yeah, I'm just looking at Gaethje's record. I'm going back to that. Like, fucking A. Yep. And I don't know if there's any other fights I want to talk about.
The rest.
291, but
that's about it for me.
We can move along. Should probably talk about some sponsor action.
Sponsors! Bringing you a little Manscaped. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to unleash the beach beast within you. This summer, Manscaped is here to help you level up your beach game with their new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. They're going past waist deep in the grooming game and diving in headfirst to your facial hair fantasies. The Beard Hedger is a game changer, allowing you to shape your beard like a true beach babe. So this summer, let the beach balls bounce and turn heads all over the place. Visit manscaped.com/MMA nuts for 20% off and free shipping.
That's right. It's time to tame your mane. Say goodbye to all your stubble trouble with Manscaped's Beard Hedger Pro Kit.
And you can get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts. Manscaped Beard Hedger, one stroke, one guard, 20 lengths.
That's what it's all about. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, guys. Remember the days when you're always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in the beds, the bedrooms, wherever you're at. Listen up, bluechew.com.
That is right. And you can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And just remember, they're made in the USA, prepared and shipped direct to your door in a very discreet package.
That's right. And Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code NUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code NUTS to receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
All right, gentlemen, it's time to talk about your kitchen. I'm not talking about your roommate's dishes in the sink, but we all know you've been making egg sandwiches in a torn up witch's cauldron you call a pan since college. Today's sponsor, Hexclad, has revolutionized the cookware industry with a hybrid pan that gives you all the convenience and cleanup of nonstick, the versatility of your grandma's cast iron, and they're so durable, they literally last a lifetime. We're serious. They have a lifetime warranty just in case you find a way to destroy them while making your hinge dates ramen noodles.
That's right. Gordon Ramsay might be the toughest critic in the entire world. And these are the pots and pans that he uses both at home and in his Michelin star restaurants. Hexclad products also come with a lifetime warranty. That's right. These are literally the last set of pots and pans you'll ever have to buy. So for a limited time only, our listeners can get 10% off their entire order with code MMA at hexclad.com. You can support our show and check them out at hexclad.com and use the code MMA. And I have one right here.
Check this out.
Whoa. I tell you what, it looks cool as shit. And you could probably knock someone out with this. I'm just saying.
Somebody come and try to mug you in your kitchen. It's like, bing.
Nah, just carry this in my back pocket. Someone gets out of line. I look good. I feel good. And I can use it as a self-defense weapon. Plus, like the way I display my pans when I use them, I have them all hanging from a rack from the top. So if you want them to look cool and the sweet nonstick action too, this is the pan for you.
I like it. It's time to stop ordering delivery food and start cooking like a big boy with Hexclad. Real cuisine isn't made in the microwave. It's cooked in a Hexclad. For a limited time, get 10% off with the code MMA at hexclad.com. That's 10% off hexclad.com with the code MMA. Bon appetit. Let's eat with Hexclad's revolutionary cookware.
That's right. Word. Right back to the show.
Back to the show.
What else is happening out there?
Fight announcements, just real quick. Yes. Islam Makhachev versus Charles Oliveira, 2.
Dos.
Yes. Khamzat Chimaev versus Paulo Costa, 1. Announced for UFC 294. What do you think? I think that's like...
I like that. It's just fucking solid.
Uh-huh. I didn't realize this, but Makhachev has won 12 fights consecutively in UFC. So
he's trying to be like Tony Ferguson.
I think that's going to be crazy. That's a killer card. I'm excited about that one.
They just announced the Hall of Famer Pat Miletich, who's a very young, 55 years of age. He's going to fight Mike Jackson, who's 38, in Davenport, Iowa, on October 14th for the Caged Aggression MMA promotion. Full MMA fight, 3 5-minute rounds, blah blah blah. So I guess these guys have some beef. I think Miletich actually cornered Jackson when he fought CM Punk.
Okay.
And I don't know. I think there was some shit going back and forth online. And isn't Jackson the guy that Jake Shields got into a fight with in like some training facility? They just started scrapping and like Shields was holding him down. He's like, oh, you're fighting like a bitch. Why don't you let me up? So it was like almost like a street fight recently, because I think they disagreed online too. So
that sounds correct, but I don't remember the details. Your memory is quite surprising, sir.
Yeah.
You remember things.
Sometimes.
Good memory.
So yeah, that. And then the other rumor of a fight is Damian Maia tweeted out that he's going to have some sort of a grappling match against GSP.
Yes. Happening December 14th at the UFC Fight Pass Invitational, announced by him on his social media. St. Pierre versus Maia. Crazy.
That's fucking great. I love it. I mean, you know, strong wrestlers are can be kryptonite to fucking high level jujitsu guys.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens. I think I still favor Maia in that, but it'll be a fun one. I was just seeing Maia somewhere. I think one of the Gracies they were showing. Oh, Damian Maia was showing some kind of variation on a rear naked choke. I forgot what they were calling it. I can't even remember. See, you just talk about my memory and then I forget.
And it's gone.
So anyway, what else is going on?
We were talking about, I think it was last week, about Kingpin Boxing, all of the crazy stuff that happened to Daniela Hemsley, you know, flashing everybody. In an official statement by Kingpin, they say, we apologize fully to anyone we upset during the broadcast. Fighter involved in the incident will not be appearing in the final event and has decided to take some time away from boxing. I don't know. Why is everybody upset? What's the problem? I don't get it.
Why? Yeah, I mean, like, they did that and like, I forgot who it was. A female fighter in BKFC celebrated that way. And I don't know if anyone's done it in the UFC, but there's nothing wrong with that. And there was even conflicting reports of, did the organization pull her or did she walk away? It sounds like it was both, of the organization probably telling her, hey, we're gonna tell you to step away, and she had to walk away from her finals fight, which is kind of bullshit. Are you not adult enough to handle seeing that? Like, fucking ridiculous. Yeah, I'm all for, like, you celebrate how you want to celebrate. And if a guy can have his shirt off, but a girl can't. What's this about?
Blasphemy.
What's this about?
Blasphemy.
Exactly. And then I saw someone had posted, and maybe I could pull this up, like a bunch of current Bellator MMA fighters are showing up on the UFC website. So MMA Mania posted this. So like AJ McKee, Patricio Patrici, Michael Venom Page. Like, is the UFC buying Bellator?
That's the rumor around the campfire. I read something earlier in the week, and then it seemed like there wasn't a lot of facts to back that up. So I decided not to say anything, but now you let the cat out of the bag. So apparently that might be happening. So,
well, it's weird because they've done it every fucking time, but I think, is this another one just to squash competition? Because they don't have to, I don't know if they have to continue with the contracts. I think when they bought Strikeforce back in the day, like they had to sign new contracts to fight in the UFC, if I remember it correctly, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds correct. I don't think
because they couldn't get Fedor in, and they had Fedor at the time because everyone had to re-sign up.
They had to do new contracts. So it's a way of, well, it kind of makes sense. So it's like you sell them off, you get rid of them, and then they go sign contracts elsewhere, and you buy them back for pennies on the dollar. It's like a weird strategic. It's like, you know, going in and like gutting like a company, basically. It seems like that's what the deal is.
And just continue to put another competitor out of business by buying them. Because I think they might do like one or two shows, and then they put them out of business. That's what they did with Strikeforce and Pride and Mm-hmm. WEC. I mean, you go down the line. I don't even remember how many orgs they've fought, but standard playbook. I thought we were past that point, though, which is weird. And seeing how PFL had just put USADA in.
Yep.
That might be a, I don't know. It's still weird. Still weird to me. Else?
Are we allowed to show footage from Misfits Boxing over the weekend?
I don't know.
Go ahead, do it. Alan Belcher is victorious in his, I think he fought some guy named Damore in his debut here. Here's some
there
video.
Some people upset about Belcher's performance.
So here's a little, I'll let you be the judge. No sound on this one, but I don't know. It looked a little sloppy to me. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
A lot of pushing and shoving. There was a lot of hugging going on.
Well, you could tell one guy has skills and the other guy does not.
At one point, Damore's corner, I think, said, just survive, you know, go out there and just survive.
Well, like, I think wow. He's a YouTuber or some bullshit. He's not a professional fighter. And Belcher, I think he's still the BKFC heavyweight champion. So I don't know what the fuck he's doing. Oh, he's getting paid. That's what he's doing. So I get that. But mm-hmm. Yeah, it's weird. Fucking weird. I'm going to go back through my notes here. So Gordon Ryan, he was talking about, as we were talking about USADA, he said USADA coming to grappling events, and he was giving his thoughts on that. He said, I think if USADA steps into like Fight Pass events, for example, it's going to ruin Fight Pass events. And the reason is that if you're competing in a Fight Pass event, or if you're competing on a Fight Pass Invitational and you're getting randomly tested, that means now you're the only person in the sport who's getting tested. And a person who's competing on Flow Grappling, for example, or one championship, isn't getting tested. So that means you have to be competing natural for those specific events where everyone else in the sport can be on PEDs. And that puts you at an extreme disadvantage for no reason, unless you're getting paid exorbitant amounts of money. If USADA comes into just one organization, it's going to pretty much crush that organization, and athletes will just not compete in that organization. So what are your thoughts on what he just said?
I mean, that makes total sense. Look at what happened with the UFC. Like, I think you got to go all or none. And it's just like, my question is why, right? Because like, there's no striking. So it's like, let them do whatever they want to do. And it's a gentleman's agreement that I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and you're going to do what you're going to do, and then we're going to compete, and that's sure. It. So you always have the option to tap, you know? So it's like...
Or not, Paul Harris.
Right. But I agree. It's bullshit, because I think what happens is that... So one of two things. Either that the one thing that division or whatever, the promotion that gets... USADA, either everyone goes there and was like, we're clean and this is the place to be, or everyone goes, fuck that place, we can't make any money here, we're gonna go compete elsewhere and we'll just destroy whoever's coming out of there because they're all clean, right?
Yeah. So that makes no sense. It puts you at a disadvantage because also you're gonna put on a lesser quality fights or jujitsu matches, and yes. then this ties into again the PFL. You've just destroyed your company by putting USADA in there. What the fuck is the point? Let them run wild. Like, that was your competitive advantage against the UFC or against any other organization that's doing drug testing. Like, you drug test on the night, so you got to be, I think they call it basically clean, you know. To I don't know. I want to go back to the glory days of just fucking let them run hot. Just let them run hot. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's better fights. No one has died from like someone being juiced up. And even that shit, like Michael Bisping, I think he even said that his detached retina wasn't from Vitor Belfort being juiced up. It happened before that fight. So you can't even make that as an argument of additional injury.
Makes sense.
That's
annoying.
Yeah, I want to go back to the days of just the jacked out of their minds. The
TRT Belfort era. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Why not?
TRT Vitor. Oh, yeah.
What else is going on?
Okay, so there was a fight that happened over the weekend in Peru. There was a flyweight fighter, Miguel, don't know how to say his last name. Anyways, he was scheduled to fight some dude. And, you know, as they do in most warm-ups as they're going around the cage, here he is. Make sure there's no sound. He's just warming up. He's doing his thing. He's getting excited. He's like, bam! And then he goes, oh, I think something.
Banana peel!
I think something happened. It's okay, call timeout. Like, I need to lay down. So apparently he really injured his leg pretty bad.
Blew out all the CLs.
Blew out like everything.
What a bitch.
And they called the fight off, couldn't continue. So
what's worse? Is it worse to happen before the fight or during the fight?
I don't know. Well, I would say,
because we saw it during the fight with Anderson Silva and Patrick Cote.
Probably it's worse during, I guess, and it depends on if you're winning or not. But like in this case, he lost the fight. They declared the other guy the winner.
Does he step in the octagon?
Apparently,
or the cage?
Yeah. So I guess once you're in there, that's it. So
that's fucking horseshit. The commission should overturn that.
They might.
It's not his fault his knee blew out. Yeah, he did a stupid thing jumping too high and coming down wrong. I mean, that's just stupid, but yeah, I don't know. I'm going to move right along. So Nick Diaz sparring on the street. I don't know what to make of this. I'm assuming he's friendly with this guy because they're kind of going back and forth. And when did Nick start throwing all these leg kicks?
Oh, the other guy looks like a fighter, though. I don't know who that is.
They're just fucking around, but...
I caught that shit on tape.
And he's like trying to oblique kick him to the knee there.
They're just fucking around.
Yeah.
Pretty funny.
Interesting leg kick, Nick Diaz. Mm-hmm. And then what else do I see out there? Oh, Diaz brother. So the owner of the PFL said that there is a $10 million offer on the table for the second part of the Jake Paul versus Nate Diaz fight. So they're doing the boxing fight and he's trying to get the MMA fight. But I'm not sure if that's $10 million to each, but regardless of the outcome of the boxing match, do you think they're going to fight in MMA? Because Jake's been wanting to have an MMA fight.
I think they'll do if the money's right. I think it makes sense.
For $10 million?
I think they probably...
Even if it's $5 million, it's a fucking hell of a payday.
That's a good amount of money. I think they'd take that.
And then who wins in MMA?
I don't know.
Because there's a big size advantage. So I don't even know what weight class we're fighting. It's got to be 85. I don't think Paul can get down to 70.
No.
Or I don't even know what the boxing weight classes are, but it's going to be 180 plus. I mean, you can probably do catch weight shit and just call it exhibition or whatever.
I'm going to take Paul all day everywhere. All over.
Well, I mean, Nate's getting older too. It's unfortunate. Yeah. It's like all these guys are fucking getting up there in age.
I mean, yeah, the only thing is if Nate can get it, you know, get it to the ground, I think that's a problem. But I don't know if he can do it because it's a big size difference. So
yeah, and I think Paul's got some wrestling background. One of them might be his brother, but I want to say he probably has some.
And we all know wrestling beats everything. Based on
it usually does.
It doesn't matter what, like, it is. It wins.
Look at Brock Lesnar. I mean, he did very well just having wrestling and like afraid of striking. So there's that. What else you got?
Let's see. What else do I have? I have some stuff I want to share near closer to the end. I got a bunch of like Paige VanZant stuff.
Okay.
I forgot. I have one more clip. So there was a fight over the weekend. where I'll just play it for you, and then you tell me if you can tell what's wrong with this picture and do you have a problem with it. So here's a little boxing match that's happening, and
I already have a problem.
What is this cameraman doing? I don't understand why.
Well, I think he got bumped, and it's a reaction. Like you just bumped me, and I just fucking swat you like a fly.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
I'm okay with this. Yeah, what the fuck? Slap the fighter. But you know that fighter is going to come after you. So unless you're a tough guy, Bruce Buffer. Yeah. I saw there was this brawl, they said. It's not really a brawl, but it's a hockey fight. So Hong Kong versus Thailand ice hockey championship game. And let me share this. I don't want the sound on, but I don't want to go full screen because then they like to ban us. But there you go.
What's that guy doing in the background?
Well, I think there's a sped in the background.
Huh.
He's doing his own thing.
What is happening? It's like I'm fighting everybody.
He's fighting off the demons. The semen? No, the demon.
It's like
maybe here's him from the other side.
If I go crazy enough, no one's gonna come near me.
Well, like I appreciate it on one level because you're like, what the fuck is that guy doing? But literally, some of your teammates are getting fucked up. So like you gotta get in there and help your fucking teammates.
You do. Yeah, well, it's Asia, fucking, so you know they don't.
Oh, he's fighting his hockey stick. Fucking
what do they know about hockey? Nothing.
I don't know.
Oh, well, in that case, I was going to save this for later, but did you see this Russian penalty shot?
Oh,
check this out. Since we're on a hockey thing,
sure.
Here he is. So here's some ridiculous penalty shot. Here he goes. He's going to pick up the thing and then a duck.
Is that it's got to be an all-star game. I don't think you could do that. I don't think that's street legal.
Throws the stick in.
He's got that shit glued. He's got the goddamn gorilla glue.
Gonna, like, stick them on there.
The fucking pine tar on the goddamn hockey sticks.
That's funny.
Anyways,
what else do I have? I just have pictures of women at this point left.
Yeah, I might as well go ahead. Let's do it.
Okay, let's talk a little. We were talking about Sofia Vergara, I think, last episode or the episode before. So here she is doing her thing.
On her patio?
On her patio. Did you see?
Perfect. I have the same thing.
So here she is there. I don't know. She's drinking some kind of sparkling water, dancing, and looking very
smart. I have video of that.
Oh, you do? I didn't know if I couldn't find video, but you should play that if you have it.
I do. Hang on. Here we go. Let me click this, click that. I got to turn the volume off. Holy crap. Everyone's got to put a score on there, huh? She's 52.
Pretty nice. She's having a good time.
Boozing it up with her water.
Maybe that's what's helping her stay healthy.
Or children. I'm not quite sure what she's into, but I don't know what these people are into. What other freaks of nature are out there?
Okay, actresses, well, elder actresses. Here's Kate Hudson on her patio.
Hey,
doing her thing. I had a crush on her when I was younger. Forgive the leafy photos. There's a little leg shot, and my favorite, a thonk thonk. Big fan. I approve of this message.
The sun and the moon are out at the same time. Appreciate that.
Lastly, but not leastly, I have a Paige Van Zandt. She got a new sauna, I guess, recently, and she's created some content for us in said sauna. Here she is doing a little sauna action, sweating it away. I don't know what kind of filter this is on Instagram. But it's distracting. It's very distracting. But
I guess people were giving her some shit. So she's claiming she put on some weight.
I don't know. I mean, looks good to me. So,
yeah. And then I've got there's a bare knuckle fighting championship fighter, Jessica Borga, the Black Widow. she's posting stuff, which I'm for sure gonna have to bleep out here. But I guess you can post that on Twitter. That's your bare knuckle fighter. So enjoy. These things happen in MMAs. Let's do a little tweet a week as we cleanse the palate right there.
Thank you.
This goes out to Super 70 Sports. So if I found myself in Oz, the first thing I'd have done was fuck one of these guys up just so nobody else got any big ideas. This is a goddamn Lollipop Guild and go, you got to fuck those guys up because they're representing. Those were my favorite guys. We represent the Lollipop Guild. Like, holy fuck. Makes sense. Little KO of the week and a question mark here for you. Let's see if I can play volume. We're going to go no volume because some of these clips, I don't know why the volume is turbo distorted out. But is this a fake glove touch? Because it's a great KO, but I'm not sure. What's your thought on that? Because he's walking out with the hand extended, and it looks like he's still extending it. And this guy looks to touch right there, and then here comes the head kick, and he fucking gets flatlined.
Yeah, I don't know. It's sketchy. I'm not a fan of the glove touch, honestly.
You gotta wave that shit off. Fucking touching gloves.
I'm good. I'm good. We can touch gloves after. So,
because there's too much risk involved for shit like that to happen.
Right.
This next one, we have to play a little sound because this is a body shot KO.
Let's see this.
Oh, damn. Like a little liver shot. Fucking.
He got all of that one.
Yeah, he did. And then. Oh, this is the most brutal one. I almost feel like we've seen this before, but there's a little axe kick combo here.
Oh. Damn. I feel like I have seen that, but maybe
not. And how about all the blood on the...
Pretty crazy.
But don't worry. You're not going to catch anything. Are you sure? I'm HIV positive. And then did you see this crazy sub reversal that happened? I'm not even sure what to make of this. I got to pre-lit this and see if I can listen to it. Now we'll go no volume, no sound. Not quite sure what to make of this. So one person has the other person in the submission here. Some kind of scissor hold on the neck. And then the person on bottom, because she's almost getting triangled on bottom. But then she locks up a triangle of her own.
Like a neck crank or some sort. No? What is it?
And then she wins via like almost like an inverted triangle there.
It does look like a triangle. Huh. Crazy.
Yeah.
No, I've not seen that. That is wild.
And then a little ass the nuts. This is a grappling match, so I gotta ask, is this legal? Let me post this up. Well, you never know. There's no sound. But we saw this a couple weeks ago where someone had slammed someone through like the judges table. This one not so much. So it's almost like a guillotine.
Wow.
Can you slam hard like that at a grappling match?
You cannot slam anybody like that. No, that's probably a disqualification.
I don't know. I feel like that's all right.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm okay with this. And then
that guy's poor neck, man. He's gonna need
to he'll be all right. He can still play the piano with his nose. Okay, you have to shove one of these ice creams up your ass. Which one?
Probably the maybe the firecracker because it'd be the least messy. I don't know. Snow cone. My vote is 7 or 10.
I'm going to go with the Tweety Bird because I feel like that would be the most offensive.
I
saw a pretty cat. Not really. You saw my fucking asshole, fucking Tweety Bird.
Jesus.
Take it.
Choco Taco. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Ouch. That would be that's a hard pass. That'd be hard
painful,
pass.
Man.
I'm Batman. Mm-hmm. Let's get into knowledge. I got a bunch of stuff for knowledge. Unless you have anything else.
No, let's do it.
Okay. Oh, so I heard there's a Grand Theft Auto 6 rumor. Mm-hmm. Apparently, they're going to spend $2 billion on this. It's been in development since 2014. I had no idea. They could have released this. It's only fucking 9 years in the making. It makes it the most expensive entertainment product of all time.
Wow.
As Rockstar is determined to set new standards in the industry. What's the release date on this motherfucker? Next year, probably? 2024?
No chance. With a $2 billion budget?
Yeah.
Maybe next year, but I doubt it. I mean,
10-year
development cycle. It must be nice to have that much money and that much time.
Well, seriously, because they just keep printing money off the other one.
Yep. I think that's a way of like, they're just dangling the carrot. Okay, we're going to go play Grand Theft Auto. It's like Conor McGregor. We're just going to stay in the news, you know?
Sure. You got your knowledge? I got a couple other things. But
I do. Yeah, so I saw that we have kids of various ages in the household, so we split there's two big movies that came out this weekend, Oppenheimer and the Barbie movie. So I went to both, actually. And I just want to give you the news media is calling it Barbenheimer weekend. And they're suggesting you see Oppenheimer during the day and Barbie at night, because one is pretty heavy subject matter. The other one is not so heavy. And I'll just give you my 2 cents. All right. So I won't give you no spoilers. Oppenheimer, if you like biographical films, biopics, if you like history, fantastic movie. It's probably going to win movie of the year. I when it was over, I was like emotionally stirred, like literally, like I didn't know how to feel, because they did a really good job of like making you be, it's like you're inside his head and you got to feel the gravity of what those people accomplished. The Barbie movie, I was like, it was funny in some parts, but it was very gay. That's the other... I mean, there's if you want a good laugh, I guess it's worth it for that. I'm not sure that they succeeded in making it like a movie for the theater, like, because I know it's people are seeing it, but I think you're going to be seeing a lot of Halloween costumes based on that. So I mean, I don't know, I wasn't a huge fan. I think that the younger kids were confused. And my teenager was like, that movie fucking sucked.
Yeah, like... I don't know. Like, the first person in my family, like my youngest daughter, is going out to see it tonight, and she dressed up like Barbie to go see it. I'm like, her and all her friends are dressing up. I'm like, that's fucking cool. It's like a Rocky Horror Picture Show current one. So they're all doing that.
I think she's the right demographic. That's what, if you're that age, probably. You're probably gonna love it. So
I think it's skewed towards girls and women, from whatever I heard. And this is
it had some funny moments. I mean, really, but
yeah. And then they have so many tie-ins, because we're even watching, there's some HGTV show where they're like remodeling a house Barbie style, so they have like all these people that have probably been on different shows on HGTV, and then they pit them up, like two teams of two will compete, and they're like, okay, you guys get this room, you guys get this room, and then we're all, the whole house is Barbie themed, and then we give you a decade or an era, like 80s, 70s, whatever, and you guys do this, you guys do that, and then at the end the judges vote to see like who has won. I'm like, god damn, they're getting so much like promotion. And then you see the TV shows, I'm like, oh, they're showing this nice Chevy SUV as they get out, and like the shot isn't as much on the host of the show, it's more on the car. I'm like, god, I don't mind that. I like the paid advertisement in the show versus 82 minutes of commercials when we're trying to watch something live, which is fucking ridiculous. Just jam the product in the show and make it seamless. It's fine.
Makes sense.
But as we're speaking about women and stuff, so they have this new basketball court made all out of LEDs. It's kind of crazy.
Whoa, that'd be very distracting.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. As soon as I saw this, I thought, this must be for women's basketball because there's no fucking way this would happen at a men's sport. And then sure as shit, as they get on the court, you're like, oh my God, it's the ladies. But again, you're not making it more exciting. You're making it more distracting. Fucking hockey did this shit. And they still continue to do it on some of the broadcast when the one of the team is on a power play. Every time they're like showing like, how long has this guy been on the ice? How long has that guy been on the ice? I don't give a fuck. And then they try to put like other weird shit on there to make it more interactive. Like, you don't need to do this. And even like this is insane.
How do they play on that? I don't even know. So it's exactly super distracting.
You might as well just have all ads on there, like the hockey boards now, where it's just this dynamic thing and the fucking players continue to disappear. And the NHL just said, fuck it. We're just going to continue to do that. So I'll move right along. Did you see they could make drones do anything? I've been seeing all these crazy drone displays recently. Mm-mm. Mostly they're out of China. You see like dragons and all this other cool shit. So I'm not sure who did this one, but they're doing shit in the drone world, apparently.
That is wild.
They're doing work in the drone world. So, and then I just have one last one I'll leave you with.
I'm bracing myself.
Well, they always save the best for last or something like that. So there you go. I wish there was music. I'll turn it off. Yeah. So. You got a hula hooper.
Hey, now I have not seen that. That is
they're impressive. Doing hula hooping.
That is very impressive. How is that staying on there?
Yeah, I'm not sure, wow. But we get it. Okay. I get it. Dogs can do it just as good.
Wow,
that's all I'm saying.
I like it.
And on that note, I'm probably just shut down.
That has been another edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Michael.
Yeah, great. Thanks for playing.